Hello and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today, and joined by three people who are really making waves in the meetings industry today, and also up to some really interesting stuff at IMEX America. So we're joined by Kate Walsh with Hello DMC, Megan Henschel, who works for Google, as well as Naomi Claire with Storycraft Lab. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Tyler.
Excellent. Why don't we start off with Megan, and you can kind of describe what's going on at IMEX America. You know, there's like really a big collaborative effort via a number of organizations to have the Google Experience Institute sort of presentation or experience, for lack of a better word, on the trade show floor. Megan, why don't you tell people kind of the basics about what that entails?
I'm so happy to. Thanks for the question. So the Google Experience Institute, or XI for short, for those who may not be familiar, is a large research and innovation community that was born out of Google back in 2021. And over the course of the last couple years, we've collected lots of thought partners and leaders outside of Google in that work. So we have about 300 community members now, and they span wildly diverse sort of human experience backgrounds and expertise. And we have been partnering with IMEX strategically for a few years now. They actually helped us launch some of our projects in Vegas last October. And so this year we really wanted to bring a lot of the work that we've been sort of incubating and testing with and experimenting around in partnership with IMEX to the IMEX community. We've been doing some events and some pilots and prototypes internally, but we really want to share that work and what we're learning and what we're seeing and what's on our hearts and minds with as many people as possible. So that's the objective. Like, we're bringing lots of friends and partnering with lots of incredible organizations like Hello. At IMEX this year, we're going to be bringing all of our ideas and concepts, lots of speakers and content, and we're inviting everyone to come play with us. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. Is it all going to be in one area or different areas of the exhibit floor, and maybe quickly, who are the participants specifically?
Yeah. Okay. So we have a couple spaces. We have a dedicated, what we're calling our co-laboratory, in the innovation hub, sort of where all the education is happening on the trade show floor. And so that will be fully Google XI branded. We're going to be hosting a lot of content, talks, workshops, running some mini design sprints in that space. And we're also in partnership with Marriott, who've been incredible partners around our inclusion efforts. We're hosting a resilience room sort of adjacent to the trade show floor, but that will be a space for restoration and regulation for any attendees who have sensory processing differences or just need a bit of respite during their trade show day. I'm really excited about offering that space as well. And for partnerships, I don't have time in our 20 minutes to rattle off everyone involved, but some of the key partners in delivery are Hello, Marriott, Meetings and Events. We have Zenus, who are our measurement partners for everything we're bringing to the IMEX floor. We have Merit's Global Events, who are helping us experiment around ritual at IMEX, which we're really excited about. And I'm actually going to open it up to Naomi, too, to keep me accountable here. But those are some of the key partners who are sponsoring content and really helping us bring these ideas to life in Vegas.
And Naomi, I guess that's your cue if you want to jump in and add anything.
I think Megan got all the major players there. And I think what's interesting about the approach to thinking about the partners and the sponsors that we have here is that it's drawn from the Experience Institute community, and it kind of creates this connective thread within the show floor. You know, it can be a wild and wonderful adventure going through the IMAX show floor. And what we're really excited to do is actually have this journey of discovery that we're inviting anybody that connects with XI and the work that we're doing to go on. So there are going to be calls at the collaboratory for folks to go visit Hello, for example, and continue learning about color, or to go over and see Zenus and continue understanding the emotional data connection with their work. And again, as Megan had said, kind of go see the resilience room if you need it and talk there. So it's been really kind of delightful to look at ways in which we can activate that globally representative, hugely extensive show floor and still keep it all connected to this amazing community of humans that are innovating with inclusion in mind.
I remember two others too, Tyler. So MPI, we're going to be bringing some of our content to their theater. And then the IMAX partners themselves have been just ridiculously supportive of the futures that we're driving toward. And I think they so closely align with the futures that they've been imagining and dreaming of for some time too. So we couldn't have done any of this without the IMAX team and their passion around this work and our mission as well.
And Kate, I mean, we talked about this before, and thanks for kind of setting all of this up. Why don't you describe what you're up to with Hello DMC and Ode to Color? And, why don't you describe your color world and what people will experience there at the show?
Well, Megan mentioned the experiments that people have been talking about or they've been playing with now for a period of time. And so we have the opportunity to kind of bring that fully to life. And I can't even go on without first recognizing Lori Weitzner, who is the brain and the brilliance behind all things Ode to Color. And she'll be with us there in Vegas as well. But it's really the idea of how engaging color in your process of event design can transform these spaces into true environments that speak to people at an emotional level. So we're doing just that. Lori has designed 10 different color worlds. And it's a multi-sensory activation where it's scent, it is sounds, it's touch, and also obviously sight. And so within our Hello booth, we're bringing one of those 10 worlds completely to life. And so our entire world is the color world that is out loud, and you can't miss it as you walk by the show floor. Our creative director Cameron Rust is calling it a beautiful eyesore. And so we will stick out because that is what Out Loud is. It's about being bold and energy and taking risks. And then in addition to that, we'll have the activation in the back of our booth with all 10 color worlds represented with all senses to kind of play and engage and understand it, as well as color readings with Lori herself in a variety of ways, both at the collaboratory and at the Hello space.
What is a color reading?
What is a color read?
Yeah, maybe just explain more.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. And, why should meeting and event planners really be interested in this and implement it in their meetings and events?
Sure. So the short answer there is, what is a color world? What is your color world? Because this can play in both the event space and also at a personal level, down to how you're decorating your home, but also how you're engaging and building those spaces. So you find out what your color world is by taking Lori's Ode to color world test. And you can get upwards of 1 to 3 color worlds because we all live in a variety of spaces and have a lot of emotions going on a daily basis. And so how do you balance those out and create an environment that really fuels you? So when you think about how that might play and speak to a meeting planner or an organization that's putting together large events, you think about the content that's delivered on main stage and how do you continue that message that's happening there into perhaps that welcome reception. Oftentimes you'll see a massive disconnect between what's happening in the event environment and the message that's happening on main stage. So if it's a large, big scale product launch, rah, rah, very, very exciting, you wanna match that energy and excitement like the world out loud that I discussed earlier. Obviously some companies go through harder times and there's different messages that happen on main stage. So how do you, again, complement that message so that way you match the emotional levels of what people are hearing, learning, and consuming in the meeting in the spaces that they're in throughout the life cycle of the event. So a variety of ways that it can play. And at our booth, we're going to give examples of just that. How do certain events match up to these color worlds? And how do you stream them through an event? There might be multiple color worlds that play in all of those spaces.
It's really interesting. Oh, go ahead, Megan.
Yeah, I was just going to give some additional context for the audience of how we found Lori in the first place, and why we're so deeply interested in her work and how it translates to our own. So Lori is a textile designer out of New York City, and she, you know, has an incredible, you know, client portfolio and has been doing this work for years. But Lori says her first language is color. And she uses it to make spaces warm and inviting and make you feel in environments through the art of interior design. But she got really curious pre-pandemic about how color impacts mood and emotion and resonance and engagement. And so she actually did a ton of research, and that's what informed her book, Ode to Color, and this color quiz. She wants to use color to create well-being and healing for humans. And, you know, it's something that we can learn so much from as experienced designers and environmental designers, to the extent that we're creating space. Her work is amazing. And we brought her 10 color worlds to life at our event XI Days earlier this year in New York. And it was everyone's favorite experiences, because they not only got to find their favorite color world, but they got to take some of that home with them and relive it again and again and again. So I'm so excited that Kate chose Lori to partner with at IMAX, and that whoever is there is going to get to meet her and experience her work.
Cool. And Naomi, why don't you explain or kind of describe what Storycraft Lab does and your involvement in this grand experiment at IMAX?
Yeah, happy to. So we have been retained as the community moderators for the Experience Institute community, which has been just a wonderful journey to understand what it means to connect all of these incredible humans together to do the work that they do. And seeing the collaborations that come out of that group has been just one of my favorite things of 2024. And it's been a really consistently lovely approach of alchemy that I know Megan's kind of chief cook and chef when we're thinking about that. But as we look at all of these amazing people that come to the work of innovation and inclusion from every different facet of the way that we can think about human experience, right? There's been this incredible opportunity to see what happens when we put brilliant minds together, and the energy that flows from that space, that kind of the chemistry that sparks further, deeper innovation. And again, kind of towards that grand, wonderful goal of making the world and the experiences we create more inclusive and joyful for all, right? So we've just been thanking and counting our lucky stars throughout this process to be able to kind of see that magic happen.
And it really is like, wow, like what a variety of experiences. And you add that to the general cacophony that is IMAX America, right?
Ooh, yeah. That is why the resilience room is that.
Right, and I know, Megan, I mean, you first came to my attention via your work with neurodivergency, right? And, you know, so why don't you, I'm sure you're up on some of the aspects to serve those folks at IMAX America in all this cacophony with what you're doing. And you know, how does that all sort of intertwine with what you're up to with the show?
Yeah, so, you know, I feel so fortunate and blessed that the XI work sort of organically took this, and democratically because of the people that are involved in the work and how amazing they are. We've been really pursuing deeply human-centered design principles and futures, right? And radical inclusion and belonging are two of the things that I think we've sort of leaned into the heaviest and most. And The new project came to be for, you know, a myriad of reasons, but we started down the path because of the data that we were seeing. And we heard sort of resoundingly through the research we were doing that there's been a lot we could be doing better for a really long time, even pre-pandemic, even before we knew what neurodiversity was, right? Like more breaks, more opportunities for well-being programming, more resiliency, thinking about environmental design differently, right? And so we thought the new project was something that just had to exist. And I'm so grateful for the tribe that we've built around that work, but it all intersects. It's all about meeting people where they are and curating journeys where they can create their own meaning and mitigate their own risks and show up in ways that make sense for them based on who they are and where they are. And that just feels like the most incredible future with the most possibility for our industry, not only for people, for our audiences, but for our outcomes, for our business outcomes, and for our strategies. So we'll absolutely have lots of new project presence at IMAX. This resilience room in partnership with Marriott is one of the manifestations of that, but we'll also have some of our Google event sensory support kits that we just launched recently. We'll have some tools to make the sensory environment more friendly and palatable for folks. So please come see us. If you're neurodivergent or if you need support or if you just need a safe place to be, we are there for you and come hang out with us at IMAX.
Awesome. And is there like a schedule of sort of events within your operation there? And where can get, is there a place where people can get more specific information about what's going on?
Yeah, so we do have a very full 3 days. We're going to be running content across Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at our collab, and it sort of runs in a familiar pattern. So we'll start the day every day with an energy set, and Naomi has some really fun things planned. Then we'll have what we're calling a collab, which are mini Google design sprints. So you get to see behind the curtain of like what a typical design sprint looks like at Google. Super fast paced, conversational, very interactive. Then we have a workshop each day with some of our thought leaders and partners where we'll be introducing concept and sharing out tactical work that's happening in the industry around some of these futures and ideas. And then we'll have some XI talks as well, where people are just sharing out the incredible things they're doing to support humanity through events and experiences. So we'll have lots of stuff going on. IMAX has already shared the agenda, I believe, so you can find most of the content via the IMAX site at this point. I know that Ode to Color activation will be evergreen throughout the trade show environment, so you can always pop over and see Kate and Lori at the Hello booth. And then we'll have a couple pop-ups at other partner booths as well. But check the IMAX agenda, and Naomi and I have been posting things on LinkedIn as well, so if you care to follow there, we'll be sharing out what the heck is going on before and probably in real time.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us today. And I'm really looking forward personally to jumping in and experiencing all that at the show. Why don't we just sort of end with a quick, what's your favorite part about IMAX? And maybe we'll start with Kate and go to Naomi and then end with Megan.
It's cliche and people say it all the time, but it is a family reunion of sorts. And I would say my favorite part this year will be going in a completely different capacity than I've ever participated before. So to see the beast that is IMAX through a completely different lens is something I'm really looking forward to. And of course, all the great people that are part of the meetings and events industry.
Thank you, Kate. Naomi?
The IMAX holds a really special role for me as I think about all of the different shows that I attend. It's part of this really unique journey that we've all been on. And, you know, just looking at the progress, as Megan was talking about the future is one of those futures being concerned with equity and inclusion and neuroinclusion. The future is now, really. And it was at IMAX this time last year that Megan actually launched the new project as an initiative. So to see how far it's come, like IMAX is becoming this benchmark, I think, in our journey of how, you know, we're seeing this grow and this energy move out into the world. We then went to IMAX Frankfurt and ran a whole lot of collabs in a really short period of time. So, you know, which was why we decided, okay, we need all of our friends to come and play in this space with us. So, you know, for me, thinking about IMEX, it's quite an emotional benchmark just to see the vast amount of progress that is being made, and just really thankful to them for creating that space and holding that space for us to advance this work.
Megan?
Oh man, I just got kind of I got emotional hearing Naomi talk, because the things that have happened and the people that we've collected, and you know, since October last year, like what a journey we've been on in the last 12 months. But in a way, IMEX this year feels like a culmination of so much work and hundreds of conversations and just a lot of things. It feels like there's so much synchronicity happening in the industry now around some of these topics. And I think IMEX is going to be a moment where we see how many dots are connecting across hearts and minds in this industry behind this deeply human-centered future. And I can't wait to see it come to life. I can't wait to invite more people into the work that we've been doing. It is my greatest joy to share it with other people and see them light up as much as it has absolutely enhanced my life. So I just can't wait to see the people, and I really can't wait to invite more of them in to what we've been up to. But thank you so much for the question and for having us, Tyler.
Oh, you got it. Thanks for everything that you do to make this industry vibrant and exciting and always moving forward and inclusive, I think, most importantly. That was Megan Henschel from Google and Naomi Claire from Storycraft Lab, and then Kate Walsh from Hello DMC. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. And you can join us at IMEX America October 17th, 18th, and 19th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. I'll sign off, but if you're interested in more of our Meetings Today podcast, head on over to meetingstoday.com and check out our podcast section with lots of great conversations with meetings and events industry leaders. So thank you for joining us today, and no matter what you're up to, have a great rest of the day, and I'll be seeing you at IMEX America.